the hottest sounds in town. KCUF 92.9 FM, Boulder Creek.
Okay, fine. I see how you folks are going to be. But since it's Friday night, what the heck? A couple of songs in the next set are by request, and they came in almost back-to-back, which tells me it must be 420. So let's go ahead and get this taken care of. The smoking lamp is lit. Spark 'em if you got 'em.
talented. Hard work good and hard work fine. First take care of head. That's why I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright.
Bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one. just like the other one. You've been hanging on to it, and I sure would like a hit. Don't Bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't Bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's 9:15 here, but it must be 4:20 somewhere. It sure is here. Some damn fool went and broke the clock in the high-tech KCUF studio, and the hands are set at 4:20 in perpetuity. That last song was The Fraternity of Man by request. That band did have a vinyl LP, but if you're looking for that song, don't Bogart me. It's more commonly available on the Easy Rider movie soundtrack. Ben Harper was in there with Burn One Down. The Toys did Smoke Two Joints. I smoked two joints, and then I smoked two more. And Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band did that first song, Too Sick to Reggae. Pretty sure Root Boy was a nom de plume for Billy C. Wirtz. Sure sounds like him. Now this public service announcement.
This is Doug. Doug used to be the life of the party. He was that guy who always interjected in your conversation, the first to pick out your flaws. He hit on your girlfriend while talking about himself. He never bought drinks for anyone. He's that guy who always built himself up at your expense. Then you introduced him to weed, and now he stares at the floor. Marijuana can be beneficial. Sometimes, just say yes. Just say yes.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the Boulder Creek Public Service Announcement Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Dr. Webb, MD. Can I have your name, please?
It's Jake.
And your email and zip code?
They're optional.
Great. So what brings you in here today?
Well, you're free.
Too embarrassed to see a real doctor?
You got me. What is it, Doc?
You have cancer.
How could you possibly know that?
Oh, I tell everyone they have cancer. Why? What seems to be the problem, besides the cancer?
I've been going to the gym more lately, and the upper part of my shin really hurts.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. What if I just say my shin hurts?
See? I told you. Cancer.
I really don't think I have cancer.
Well, nobody ever thinks they have cancer. The symptoms can take many different forms, such as throbbing in head, runny nose, mild cough, stress, or one of 14 other things. Do you eat vegetables?
Yes.
13 other things. But I have to tell you, 8 of them are STDs.
What should I do?
Xanoplex?
Jesus! No.
Tell you what, I'm going to write you a prescription for 10 tips on how to have a healthy summer. Don't forget to bring a beach ball. See my nurse on the way out, and she can recommend some great beach ball clinics on the west side.
How does that help my shin?
For a more complete examination, please see a doctor.
What are you?
I really think that you should use some Xanoplex. You just take a small dab, rub it on your belly.
Enough with the Xanoplex.
Sorry about that. They're one of my sponsors.
You know what? I'm leaving.
And who are you going to see? You don't have health insurance.
I guess it starts acting up mostly when I'm going up the stairs.
It's definitely AIDS.
Sometimes I feel so uninspired. Sometimes I feel like giving up. Sometimes I feel so very tired. Sometimes I feel like I've had enough. Sometimes you feel like you've been hired. Sometimes you feel like you've been bought. Sometimes you feel like your room's been wired. Sometimes you feel like you've been caught. Yeah. But don't let it get you down. No. There is no reason for not failing. So today I'm
people want to be so desired. Some people can't stand the light of day. Someone is laughing while someone is crying.
Thank you.
Garcia there, and a track from the final studio album from the Grateful Dead, West L.A. Fadeaway. I wouldn't say that was their best album, but In the Dark may have been the Dead's most accessible LP. Kind of more structured songs and less noodling on that one. And it was Traffic doing that first tune there from the Shootout at the Fantasy Factory album. We heard Sometimes I Feel So Uninspired. And boy howdy, who among us can't relate to that? Hardship and trouble are following me. 9:30 p.m. and you're listening to 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. And holy cow, we're 10 days into February already. Yeah, and 3 weeks into the presidency of Donald Trump. Yeah. President of the United States.
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect. Now a club for fine gentlemen has come to Las Venturas.
want to be a gentleman?
Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the Crazy Cat.
Oh, tonight and every night, your luck is in town at the Crazy Cat, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake frig herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Learn how a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy Cock. It's your duty as a gentleman.
A nice break in the weather here in the KCUF hood lately. That big old yellow orb back in the sky, at least we saw it a little bit today. If you haven't been outside in a while, I would urge you to do so now. I just stepped out and got a gander at La Luna. Got to check it out. Big old full moon brightening up the night sky, illuminating these magnificent redwood trees. Weather should stay fair and mild for the weekend and early into next week, but the forecasters tell us to expect more rain by about Thursday. And we certainly hope the break is enough for the folks up in Oroville, kind of northeast of Sacramento. The reservoir is full and the dam up there, the runoff spillway, is breaking up. That causes the water released by the dam to gush out across the bare earth, which washes it away and compromises the foundation of the dam itself. I wouldn't be too surprised to see evacuations up there even before the next rain, which is supposed to dump a similar amount to the storm that we just had. I'm Vince, you are you, and this is Boulder Creek Pirate Radio.
When the sins of my father weigh down in my soul, and the pain of my mother will not let me go. Well, I know they can't come fire from the sky to refine the purest of kings. And even though I know this fire brings me pain, even so, and just the same, make it rain. Make it rain down, Lord. Make it rain. Oh, make it rain. Make it rain. Make it rain down, Lord. Make it rain. Make it rain. Needs the water, for it grows out of the ground. more profound. Well, I know there can come tears from the eye, but they may as well all be in vain. And even though I know these tears come with pain, even so, and just the same, make it rain, make it rain down, Lord, make it rain, oh, make it rain, make it rain. Make it rain, make it rain. By the shore, just like the riches of grandeur, oh, no, no, never reach the poor. And let the clouds fill with thunderous applause, and let lightning the veins that fill the sky with all that they can draw. When it's time to make a change, make it rain, make it rain down, Lord, make it rain.
Make it rain, oh, make it rain. watch the basket people walk around and mumble, gaze out at the auburn sky. Maybe we'll leave come springtime. Meanwhile, have another beer. What would we do without all these jerks anyway? Besides, all our friends are here.
Down in the Sunset Grill. Down at the Sunset Grill. Down at the Sunset Grill. Down at the Sunset Grill.
Clapping, got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. Pulled up to the church, but I got so nervous, had to back it on up, couldn't make it to the service. Grabbed all the cash underneath my mattress, got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. To a girl in a pretty white dress, rolled down the window, where you headed to next? Said I'm headed to the bar with my money out the match. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. Stand on the bar, stop your feet, start clapping. I got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. The drinks keep coming, throw my head back laughing. Something bad about to happen. About to tear it up down in New Orleans, just like the real life, Thelma and Louise. If the cops catch up, they're gonna call a kidnapping. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. Yeah.
Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood there. And riddle me this, don't you just get the feeling that those gals could carry on till the cows come home? Got a real good feeling something bad's about to happen. Sunset Grill was in there from Don Henley, that one by request, as was the one just before it, Phil Collins and In the Air Tonight. That Bend Over did I'm Gonna Follow You, and Ed Sheeran started off that nice long set, Make It Rain. Good evening, y'all. Vince Vinyl here on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, 92.9 FM, KCUF. And thanks very much for letting me hang out with you on this Full Moon Friday night. Hope it is going well for you. Dire Straits and Peter Green right after this news break.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. A money storm hits Palm Springs. Here's Doyle Redlands with the story.
Citizens of Palm Springs, California are digging out after a freak overnight money storm that dumped an estimated $150 billion on the sleepy desert village. Mayor Van Jackson had this to say.
There's $100 bills all over the streets, stopping up the gutters, impending traffic. It's unbearable.
President Clinton has declared the city a natural disaster area and pledged to send emergency brokers and mutual fund managers to the area.
Right? This is like number what I dedicate to all my mates down in Stepney and all my mates like what's doing a bit of porridge in Wandsworth at the moment and like to my sister what's in Holloway like for nicking handbags and all that. So and like I just want them to know like that I still like them all even though I've got a lot of bread now and I've always wore secrets like through singing the blues so like, I dedicate to all them, right?
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached higher. So many different sun's gone to hell.
Yes, I've packed up my clothes. I'm moving away from your door. Lord, I packed up my clothes. Said I'm moving away from the door. I've been your fool for so long. I bet I won't play that fool. My money. I work as hard as I can. I came home early one morning. I found you with another man. And babe, I packed up my clothes.
Goodbye, baby. You don't even care. Yes, I had a love so strong for you, but you treat me so unfair. Said I packed up my clothes. I'm moving away from the door. You know I've been your fool for so long. And babe, I won't play that fool no more.
You feel like dancing on a knife's edge while I'm dangling by a thread. walking on dry land while I'm drowning in the flood. You just won't be satisfied till you draw first blood. I'm all in, baby. Draw the shade and light the fuse. Blow it all to hell and God, we ain't got nothing left to lose. Well, I said, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I'm gonna give the fight. Oh, so why don't you move me, baby? Oh, 'cause we ain't gonna get out of line. Oh, no. Oh, so why don't you move me, baby? Oh, 'cause we ain't gonna get out.
It's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
So he asks me out, asks me what I would like to do, and before I can answer, he suggests a movie. A movie. Is he purposely trying to make our first date 50 Shades of Grey? I have to check Fandango, but I'm unaware of any other new movie this weekend. I mean, it's kind of shifty. What next? After the movie, he says, hey, it's funny. I have some of that stuff at my house. Plus, it's Valentine's weekend. Oh, the pressure. I can't imagine how uncomfortable it'll be to sit there watching two people do those things. The things all my girlfriends told me about, so I never even had to read the book. It was like books on tape, except with three different women narrating. How does a girl even let a guy know if she wants to try that kinky stuff out? Is it like the third date and you toss out, hey, you wouldn't happen to have any rope? Maybe I should just cancel. Oh, he just texted. SpongeBob starts at 8. I heard it's really funny. Maybe I should cancel. Another Valentine's Day doomed. This time in 3D.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.